This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. President Joe Biden has announced a half dozen executive actions aimed at addressing a proliferation of gun violence across the United States that he called an epidemic and an international embarrassment. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
With relatives of those killed in school shootings watching in the Rose Garden, the president called American gun violence an international embarrassment.
The idea that we have so many people dying every single day from gun violence in America is a blemish on our character as a nation.
After pledging last month to take immediate common-sense steps, he announced a half-dozen executive actions on regulating homemade ghost guns and other steps. But the president has limited power to act on guns.
There's much more that Congress can do.
He's calling on the Senate to take up House-passed background check bills and urging lawmakers to go further. But Senate Republicans remain near united against most gun control proposals. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Authorities have confirmed that former National Football League player Philip Adams fatally shot five people, including a prominent doctor, his wife, and their two grandchildren, before killing himself. York County Sheriff Kevin Tolson told a news conference that investigators had not yet determined a motive in the mass shooting late Wednesday. Dr. Robert Leslie and his wife Barbara were pronounced dead at the scene Wednesday, along with their grandchildren. A man who had been working at the Leslie home, 38-year-old James Lewis, was found shot to death outside. Tolson said evidence left at the scene of the shooting led them to Adams as a suspect. They went to Adams' parents' home, evacuated them, and tried to talk Adams out of the house. Eventually, they found him dead of a single gunshot wound to the head in a bedroom.